We should be good to go, y'all. I believe here. Let me just check this one. The goats? Okay, we're good to go. All right, here we go again, y'all. Hello, Dr. Paul. Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Roger Paul. See, I can't even remember who I am tonight.
Take a deep breath.
Okay, and tonight we're going to start paper 171, part two, on the way to Jerusalem. And this is section three, I believe it is, or four, The Blind Man at Jericho. And that's on page 171.51 in the newer books and 1873 in the original book. All right. And we're going to jump right into it tonight. If I can find the right mouse, we're going to jump right into it. Here we go. All right. Here we go. Gary, you're going to start reading tonight.
Let me get my screen orange.
Okay.
Okay.
Go for it, man.
Okay. Number five, the blind man of Jericho. Late on the afternoon of Thursday, March 30th, Jesus and his apostles, at the road of a band of about 200. At the head of a band of about 200 followers, approached the walls of Jericho. As they came near the gate of the city, they encountered a throng of beggars. Among them, one Bartimaeus. Is that right?
Bartimaeus.
Bartimaeus, yeah.
Bartimaeus, an elderly man who had been blind from his youth. This blind beggar had heard much about Jesus and knew all about his healing of the blind. Joshua of Jerusalem.
Josiah.
Josiah, thank you. He had not known of Jesus' last visit to Jericho until he had gone on to Bethany. Bartimaeus had resolved that he would never again allow Jesus to visit Jericho without appealing to him for the restoration of his sight.
Now, don't beat him, please. I was talking to your wife. I was
Huh?
asking her not to beat you on camera.
Oh, my wife, is she behind? Yeah, she's behind me.
Okay, so they came up to, the wall, as you say there, where the beggars are, and they ran into the blind man. Okay, and this is what happens next. News of Jesus' approach have been heralded throughout Jericho, and hundreds of the inhabitants flocked forth to meet him. When this great crowd came back escorting the master into the city, Bartimaeus, hearing the heavy tramping of the multitude, knew that something unusual was about to happen, was happening. And so he asked those standing near him what was going on. And one of the beggars replied, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." When Bartimaeus heard that Jesus was near, he lifted up his voice and began to cry aloud, "Jesus, Jesus, have mercy upon me." As he continued to cry louder and louder, some of those near to Jesus went over to and rebuked him, requesting him to hold his peace, but it was of no avail. He cried only the more and the louder. So he wouldn't have it. He was going to let Jesus know that he wanted him to heal him, right? All right,
Yes.
Diane.
When Jesus heard the blind man crying out,
I can't hear you, dear.
okay.
There you go. That probably won't work.
When Jesus heard the blind man crying out, he stood still, and when he saw him, he said to his friends, "Bring the man to me." And then they went over to Bartimaeus, saying, "Be of good cheer. Come with us, for the master calls for you." When Bartholomew heard these words, he threw aside his cloak, bringing forward towards the center of the road, while those nearby guided him to Jesus. Addressing Bartimaeus, Jesus said, "What do you want me to do for you?" Then answered the blind man, "I would have my sight restored." And when Jesus heard this request and saw his faith, he said, "You shall receive your sight. Go your way. Your faith has made you whole." Immediately he received his sight, and he remained near Jesus, glorifying God until the master started on the next day with Jerusalem for Jerusalem, and then he went before the multitude, declaring to all his sight had been restored in Jericho.
Okay, so this was in Jericho and they were on their way to Jerusalem. Yeah, right.
He was thankful.
Yeah, he was thankful, very thankful. Rodney, would you take the next one, please?
Six, the visit to Zacchaeus. Is that right,
That's
Zacchaeus?
right. That's right.
Okay. When the master's procession entered Jericho, it was nearing sundown, and he was minded to abide there for the night. As Jesus passed by the customs house, Zacchaeus, the chief publican or tax collector, happened to be present, and he much desired to see Jesus. This chief publican was very rich and had heard much about this prophet of Galilee. He had resolved that he would see what sort of man Jesus was the next time he chanced to visit Jericho. Accordingly, Zacchaeus sought to press through the crowd, but it was too great, and being short of stature, he could not see over their heads. And so the chief publican followed on with the crowd until they came near the center of the city, and not far from where he lived. When he saw that he would be unable to penetrate the crowd, and thinking that Jesus might be going right on through the city without stopping, he ran on ahead, and climbed up into a sycamore tree whose spreading branches overhung the roadway. He knew that in this way he could obtain a good view of the master as he passed by. And he was not disappointed, for as Jesus passed by, he stopped and, looking up at Zacchaeus, said, "Make haste, Zacchaeus, and come down, for tonight I must abide at your house." And when Zacchaeus heard these astonishing words, he almost fell out of the tree in his haste to get down. And going up to Jesus, he expressed great joy that the master should be willing to stop at his house.
Okay, I want to say something about this right here. Right now, my voice don't match my picture anymore. Sorry, y'all. I have tried everything in the world to fix this. I don't know if it's Zoom or it's my Macintosh, and I'm not sure which. So we're just going to put up with it and go on. But what I wanted to say is this. Notice that when you read this story in the New Testament, you don't know what period of time it was in the master's life or anything like that, because the stories in the New Testament about Jesus are all jumbled up and related as to which apostle or which disciple is telling the story, right? And so by seeing it in this way in succession of how it really happened, it kind of makes more sense that as Jesus was going from Jericho and he stopped and saw Zacchaeus up in the tree, when you hear about this story, it makes perfect sense because Jesus was hurrying along and then needed a place to have supper and rest for a while, right? So now it kind of makes more sense as a story because you see it in the context of what was happening with Jesus.
Well, it makes
What?
even more sense considering he had his apostles. This guy was a wealthy man. He more than likely had a large house,
More than
and he
likely.
probably had the resources to accommodate him.
Yeah,
Yeah, I was
that's
going to
true.
say, Jesus often stayed with wealthy people.
Yeah, he did because they could accommodate him and the 12 apostles, right? So makes sense. Okay, Pam, would you take the next one, please?
They went at once to the home of Zacchaeus, and those who lived in Jericho were much surprised that Jesus would consent to abide with the chief publican. Even while the master and his apostles lingered with Zacchaeus before the
Why?
door of his house,
You
one
seem
of
to know
the
something.
Jericho Pharisees standing nearby said, "You see how this man has gone to lodge with a sinner, an apostate, apostate son of Abraham,
Sorry,
who
y'all. I had
is
to
an
adjust something.
extra."
Somebody say something.
Well,
Oh, she's still talking.
yeah.
Yeah, she's reading. I need to
He's
change
on
mine to
apostate.
speaker.
Said,
An
"Okay,
apostate
son
son.
of Abraham, who
Hold on,
is
y'all.
an."
I can't hear anybody right now.
I wonder what happened.
Let's see here.
What did you do, Pamela?
Moi?
Did
Man.
you get new glasses, Pam?
I do.
No,
I
here we go.
thought so. Yeah.
We
They're
change it
not
to
my
the
usual, but
speakers.
I do put them on.
Okay.
Okay, somebody else say something now.
Something.
Something. Something now.
Anybody talking? Yeah, y'all are
Something
talking.
now.
Okay, I still can't hear it.
Well, I wonder what happened.
Strange.
Well, I lost the sound all together. Hang on. Let me try one other thing.
Just out of the blue.
That's just,
A
I got
loose
nothing.
wire.
I changed the sound on my Mac.
I can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Still got nothing. Okay, let me try this. Let me unmute my other computer. Audio. Now somebody.
Now,
Yeah,
can you
it's not.
hear? Can you hear? Yes.
Yeah, but I'm getting feedback everywhere.
Reverberation. Maybe turn it down.
Yeah, let me try that. Okay, now somebody say something.
Yes, and also maybe if you turn off your present one.
Can
On
you
mute would cut out the
hear me?
reverberation.
Can you hear me?
I think you only can use
Now
one microphone. Otherwise, you're going to get a reverberation.
I'm gonna have to listen to it from through the through the Mac somehow. Well, let's see what else I got. I can send it through.
That's strange that it just switched.
I know this is just, it just goes from one crazy thing to another.
Well, you can hear us now, right?
Y'all can still hear my microphone, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Can you hear us?
They're no left.
You can't hear us, Roger?
Okay, give me one more second. My input level's fine. My output's just not coming through.
Can you hear from
Right now, anybody
Diane's?
can somebody say something?
Can you hear from Diane's
Nope.
mic?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Five.
Maybe if
All right.
Diane unmuted.
Anything now? No.
Maybe Diane should
Let me try the TV. Maybe we can talk through the TV. Anybody saying anything?
No,
No, not yet.
Yeah, no.
You can't hear us. It's just
Diane,
how, why
ask
won't the
him.
Mac Mini speakers work?
Diane, ask if you unmute yourself, if he can
All
hear
right,
from
dear.
you.
I can't get it to work right now.
Okay, I'll just step out.
No, don't step out. Let me try it on yours. I'm going to put my earphones back on and change this back over to the.
This line didn't work last week.
I'm sorry, people at home. Boy, it won't change anything.
We were doing good.
All right. Are you plugged into Diane's computer?
No, I'm plugged back into the Mac through the microphone. I can hear y'all, but I
Okay.
can't, it won't let me. Let me try one other thing. Sound. It's just weird that All right, let's try this. If somebody says something. Hey.
Hello.
One more time?
Hello.
Hello.
No, I got nothing.
For real?
Huh?
Is that for real?
Yeah, for real. I just got nothing.
Maybe if Diane unmuted
Well,
hers.
let me try that. Say
Yeah, see what
something.
that does.
You still have your things in?
Yeah.
Can you hear anybody?
Wait. Check on both sides.
Yeah, I've had both of them in there. They want one.
There's a bit of reverberation, so you probably have to
Can you
mute
hear it now?
yours.
Correct.
Correct.
No, I still can't hear. Well,
We just have to step out.
no, you don't have to step out here. You just stay there and all that. We'll just shut it down for the night. 6:18. This is aggravating. Wait a
Wait.
minute. Wait a minute. I got an idea. Don't anybody go anywhere yet. I'm going to see if I can take over the meeting. As host on my other one, if I can find it. Well, underneath that. I tell you what, y'all, let me sign out on this computer. No, that's not going to work either.
June, I think your problem is
Stupidity. I already know what my problem is.
but you could
Okay.
hear Gary.
I can hear everybody through my earphone. Diane can't hear anybody.
And this is the second time this
This is
happened.
the second time this has
Maybe there's
happened.
something wrong with my system.
There's
There's
some
some
place
place
on
on this.
this. Where I can take over the host, but I don't know where it is. Can't
Just go
find
on
it.
without me, honey.
No, I'm not going to go on without you here. All right, I'm going to sign out on this computer, y'all, and come back in. Okay.
So we should sign out.
And no, you guys all stay where you're at. And it should let me take over the meeting as host. I'm going to reclaim host. And see if I can mute myself over here. All right, now it's converting the meeting. Y'all, it's not going to even come out of the meeting. Okay. Are y'all still out there?
Yeah.
I
Can
haven't
you hear
left.
us?
All right. Go ahead and say something again.
Have you
Well, can
heard
you
us
hear us
lately?
okay?
Yeah, I can hear. Can you hear that, ma'am?
Well, no.
Okay. I don't know if I guess I'm still recording. This is going to be a messed up meeting, but let's keep going. All right.
Okay.
You want to put the text up on the screen now?
Yes, let me share it. I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to go over here to this. Give me a second. Come on, Roger. Bring up the slides on the other. We're on 171.62. Seven, 6, 2. Let's change this to a different format. Here we go. And let me find the share over here. I'm sorry this is taking so long, y'all, but this is the only way I know to do it.
There
Can
you
y'all
go.
see me? Huh?
Yep,
Yeah, we
that's
got
good.
it.
All right. I hope we're still recording. We'll just go from there. All
Okay.
right, y'all.
I'll
Okay.
continue from the
You see how.
Pharisee. You see how this man has
Yes.
gone to lodge with a sinner.
Now you're doing reverb.
Diane, I think you need to mute.
He's
Using
not
that.
in that. Let me shut it.
Shut. Okay.
Hey. Okay,
So you able to
so
hear any of that? You can hear
that's
this,
right.
right? Take your earplugs
You
and
see
put them
how
back
this man has gone to lodge with a sinner, an apostate, son of Abraham, who is an extortioner and a robber of his people. And when Jesus heard this, he looked down at Zacchaeus and smiled. Then Zacchaeus stood upon a stool and said, "Men of Jericho, hear me. I may be a publican and a sinner, but the great teacher has come to abide in my house. And before he goes in, I tell you that I am going to bestow one half of all my goods upon the poor." That's a good sum. The
Yeah.
beginning and beginning tomorrow, if I have wrongfully exacted aught from any man, I will restore fourfold. I am going to seek salvation with all my heart and learn to do righteousness in the sight of God. That's
Right.
pretty
So
powerful.
he's, yeah, that's pretty pat. That's what you call a real conversion, right?
Makes you wonder if he was a midget.
A
A what?
midget.
You have to
A
stand on a
midget?
stool.
That's a
He's probably
good
4 foot
question.
tall.
All right, y'all, let me see if I can find my thing to adjust. Okay. Y'all see the top of my head anyway.
That's okay.
Hand me that kitty thing over
Here's
there,
the
dear, so I
piece.
can sit on it and raise myself a little bit. That thing that the cats sleep on over there. Yeah, just so that people can see me.
Awesome.
That's right. Let me see if I can change this to go on
While
to the next.
you're doing that, Roger, I just
Yeah.
looked up the word apostate,
Yes.
and where it says a person who renounces a religious or political belief or principle.
Okay.
So evidently that guy wasn't well looked upon by the church.
Yeah,
Yeah,
probably
probably
not being
not.
a
Publican
publican and
sinner.
sinner.
But I don't know if there's anything
No.
sinful about collecting taxes as long as it's done honestly.
No. That's true. That is very true.
I can see the hate, but I can't see the sin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. All right, let's go on to the next one. We should be on 6-3 now, right?
Yes.
And Pam just read, so Gary, it's your turn.
Okie dokie. When Zacharias had ceased speaking, Jesus said, "Today has salvation come to this home, and you have become indeed a son of Abraham." And turning to the crowd assembled about him, Jesus said, "And marvel not at what I say, nor take offense at what we do, for I have all along declared that the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which is lost."
Great. And so this is exactly what he's talking about. Then this man was lost, and he came to save those who are lost, correct? Now I can't see what that's going on. Next week I'm going to give you a totally different computer that's in Windows computer
It's not
to use because this isn't working. Okay. We may have to go all back to Windows on everything. Figure it all out again, like scratch. Because now I see my voices lining up with. Now, how am I getting voice through here and I'm not connected on. Well, that is strange, y'all. Let me
whose turn
turn
is it
this.
to read?
Mine, unfortunately. Can y'all hear me okay?
Oh,
Yeah.
yes.
Good. All right. Well, let's go. They lodged with Zacchaeus for the night. On the morrow, they arose and made their way up to the road of robbers. That doesn't sound good. To Bethany, on their way to the Passover at Jerusalem. All right. So they got up next morning and left. And Jesus passed by. This is where Diane reads. Okay. Diane, can you see it anywhere?
No, I can't see them. So just go ahead and put
Hang on, let me see if I can bring it up here. No, it crashed out everything. Okay, so let's go on to Rodney.
okay. 7. As Jesus passed by, Jesus spread good cheer everywhere he went. He was
Hang
full
on,
of
Rodney.
grace and
Hang
truth.
on, Rodney. You see it right there? Can you read that?
I can see it, but
Can you read it? I'll give you this money.
it's too small. Never mind, Rhonda. Go on. I'm sorry. I'm trying. I am so apologetic at
Oh,
home.
it's okay.
We're amateurs at this, and we've been doing this for 14 years, and we just cannot seem to get these computers to behave. I'm not sure what's going on. Go ahead, Rodney. Start from the beginning again.
Okay. Jesus spread good cheer everywhere he went. He was full of grace and truth. His associates never ceased to wonder at the gracious words that proceeded out of his mouth. You can cultivate great gracefulness, but graciousness is the aroma of friendliness, which emanates from a love-saturated soul. Don't you love that quote? Graciousness is the aroma of friendliness, which emanates from the love-saturated soul. Isn't that beautiful? Okay. Let's go on to the next one here. Pam, you're up again.
Goodness always compels respect, but when it is devoid of grace, it often repels affection. Goodness is universally attractive only when it is gracious. Goodness gracious. Goodness is effective only when it is attractive.
There you go. All right.
Can we go back
Gary.
in? I don't want to, okay. All right. Jesus really understood men. Therefore, could he manifest genuine sympathy and show sincere compassion? But he seldom
Indulged.
indulged in pity. While his compassion was boundless, his sympathy was practical, personal, and constructive. Never did his familiarity with suffering breed indifference, and he was able to minister to distressed souls without increasing their self-pity.
And that's important, isn't it? Right? You want to increase that self-pity. People become pitiful, pitiful me people, right? All right. Jesus could help men so much because he loved them so sincerely. He truly loved each man, each woman, and each child. He could be such a true friend because of his remarkable insight. He knew so fully what was in the heart, in the mind of men. He was an interesting and keen observer. He was an expert in the comprehension of human need, clever in detecting human longings. Right. Rodney.
Jesus was never in a hurry. He had time to comfort his fellow men as he passed by, and he always made his friends feel at ease. He was a charming listener. He never engaged in the meddlesome probing of the souls of his associates. As he comforted hungry minds and ministered to the thirsty souls, the recipients of his mercy to not so much feel that they were confessing to him as that they were conferring with him. They had unbounded confidence in him because they saw he had so much faith in them.
When you took call that a perfect person,
Oh,
anyway, you look at it, it really outlines the
yeah, true
perfection of
friend.
Jesus. Yeah. Let's see, Pam, would you take the next one, please?
He never seemed to be curious about people, and he never manifested a desire to direct, manage, or follow them up. He inspired
You
profound
see that there?
self-confidence
Yeah.
and robust
Let me
courage
read next
in
one,
all
please.
who enjoyed his association. When he smiled on a man, that mortal experienced increased capacity for solving his manifold problems.
All right. So, like I said, he was perfect, wasn't he?
Yes.
All right. Gary, would you take the next one, please?
Jesus loved men so much and so wisely that he never hesitated to be severe with them when the occasion demanded such discipline. He frequently set out to help a person by asking for help. In this way, he elicited interest, appealed to the better things in human nature.
Do you notice the father part of Jesus here? He
Yes,
will discipline his own, children if that if need be. All right, let's try this with Diane here. You won't see Diane's picture, you'll see mine, but she can read for us here.
The master could discern saving that faith in the
Gross superstition.
gross superstition of the women who sought healing by touching the hem of his garment. He was always ready and willing to stop at a sermon or detain a multitude while he ministered to the needs of a single person, even to a little child. Great things happened not only because people had faith in Jesus, but also because Jesus had so much faith in them.
All right. So he ministered to grown adults and little children at the same time, right? Most of the really important things which Jesus said or did seemed to happen casually as he passed by. There was so little of the professional, the well-planned, or the premeditated in the master's earthly ministry. He dispensed health and scattered happiness naturally and gracefully as he journeyed through life. It was literally true. He went about doing good. Right, Rodney.
And it behooves the master's followers in all ages to learn to minister as they pass by, to do unselfish good as they go about their daily duties.
So it becomes habit, right? You're not pressing yourself to do this.
That's a
Rodney, would you
good
take this
paper.
first one?
Yes, 8, parable of the pounds. They did not start from Jericho until near noon, since they sat up late the night before while Jesus taught Zacchaeus and his family the gospel of the kingdom. About halfway up the ascending road to Bethany, the party paused for lunch while the multitude passed on to Jerusalem, not knowing that Jesus and the apostles were going to abide that night on the Mount of Olives.
Pam, would you take the next one, please?
The parable of the pounds, unlike the parable of the talents, which was intended for all the disciples, was spoken more exclusively to the apostles and was largely based on the experience of Archelaus and his futile attempt to gain the rule of the kingdom of Judea. This is one of the few parables of the master to be founded in an actual historic character. It was not strange that they should have had Archelaus in mind, inasmuch as the house of Zacchaeus in Jericho was very near the ornate palace of Archelaus, and his aqueduct ran along the road by which they had departed from Jericho.
Hard to imagine they had an aqueduct during this period of time, then. Gary, would you take the next one, please?
Jesus said, "You think that the Son of Man goes up to Jerusalem to receive a kingdom? But I declare that you are condemned to disappointment. Do you not remember about a certain prince who went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom? But even before he could return, the citizens of his province, who in their hearts had already rejected him, sent a embassy after him, saying, 'We will not have this man to reign over us.' As this king was rejected in the temporal role, so is the Son of Man to be rejected in the spiritual role. Again, I declare that my kingdom is not of this world. But if the Son of Man had been accorded the spiritual rule of his people, He would have accepted such a kingdom of men's souls and would have reigned over such a
Dominion.
Thank you. Dominion of human hearts. Notwithstanding that they reject my spiritual rule over them, I will return again to receive from others such a kingdom of spirit as is now denied me. I will see the Son of Man rejected now, but in another age, that which the children of Abraham now reject will be received and exalted.
Okay, so sooner or later, he will rule anyway.
Can you go back one? I
Yeah.
got confused.
Oh, sorry.
No problem. I'm easy to be confused. I will return again to receive from others such a kingdom of spirit as is now denied me. What's that mean? Who's he going to get that kingdom?
Well, because they rejected him as the king, spiritual kingdom of God.
Yes.
That's what he's talking about. And
no,
they
says,
rejected that spiritual rule, but in the future, like in future times, he will definitely rule over the spiritual rule 100% when people start accepting the rule of God in their lives. Okay.
So basically, he says their followers of the ones that reject him will in the future accept him.
I think he's speaking
Yes.
about the Jewish rulers.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it had to have happened after they crucified Jesus and they see the result of all that. They had to have come to the conclusion that they really crucified their own Messiah.
No,
sooner
I
or
don't know.
later.
They're still looking for Messiah.
Yeah. Oh, they're still looking for him, but I'm talking about the guys that crucified him. They had to eventually came to the realization that they made a big mistake.
I don't know.
I
they were
believe it, but
I think some of them that was
you would think
intimately
so.
involved in the crucifixion may have come to that realization.
Yeah, well, you know, some of the Sanhedrin refused to crucify him. Remember, you know, there was a certain amount of them that walked out and did not go back, you know. So that's pretty important.
I
All
think
right.
they
Do you
actually joined
remember?
his church after that.
Pardon me?
I think they actually joined, if I remember correctly, they actually
Christian church?
became a Christian.
That's right. All right. Go ahead and read that.
And now, as a rejected nobleman of this parable, I would call before me my 12 servants, special stewards, and giving into each of your hands the sum of 1 pound. I would admonish each to heed well my instructions, that you trade diligently with your trust fund while I am away, that you may have wherewith to justify your stewardess when I return, when a reckoning shall be required of you.
So this parable is about someone who gives each one of his stewards 1 pound, okay, to invest and try to make more money from it, okay? And what he's saying is when he returns, he's expecting a counting of the funds he gave them and see how well they invested his money, right? Right? And even if this rejected son shall not return, another son shall be sent to receive this kingdom, and this son will send for all of you who received your report of stewardship and will be made glad by your gains. In other words, you will be happy that you invested it well. All right, now, Rodney, you get the shortest part of it.
All right. I thought that was Eric. When these stewards were subsequently called together For in accounting, the first came forward, saying, Lord, with your pound I have made 10 pounds more. And his master said to him, Well done, you are a good servant. Because you have proved faithful in this matter, I will give you authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, Your pound left with me, Lord, has made 5 pounds. And the master said, I will accordingly make you ruler over 5 cities. And so on down through the others until the last of the servants, on being called to account, reported, Lord, behold, here is your pound, which I have kept safely done up in this napkin. And this I did because I feared you. I believed that you were unreasonable, seeing that you take up where you have not laid down, and that you seek to reap where you have not sown. And then said his Lord, You negligent and unfaithful servant, I will judge you out of your own mouth. You knew that I reap where I have apparently not sown. Therefore, you knew this reckoning would be required of you. Knowing this, you should have at least given my money to the banker, that at my coming I might have had it with proper interest.
Okay, so the last one didn't do well, did he? Okay, mm-hmm. He kept the money
he
set
was,
aside.
He was fearful.
Didn't get any increase it, huh?
He was fearful.
He was fearful, that's right.
I think he's going to be the garbage collector for the other cities.
Pardon me, Gary, I barely heard.
I think he's going to be the garbage collector for the other cities.
Yeah, I think you're right. Pam, will you take the next one?
And then said this ruler to those who stood by, Take the money from this slothful servant and give it to him who has 10 pounds. And when they reminded the master that such a one already had 10 pounds, he said, To everyone who has shall be given more. But from him
to
who
everyone
has...
who has. Shall be given
okay.
more. That's the half.
To everyone who has shall be given more, but from him who has not, even that which he has shall be taken away from him.
So if you're a good steward, that which has been given to you, that will still be increasing. But if you are slothful and you don't increase it, then that shall also be taken away from you because you're irresponsible. All right, Gary, would you take the next one?
And then the apostles sought to know the difference between the meaning of the parable and that of the former parable of the talents. But Jesus would only say, in answer to their many questions, ponder well these words in your heart while each of you find out their true meaning.
So he went back to his original teaching about the parables. You have to come up with the answers on your own, right?
Well, it's using your own intuition.
Using your own intuition and your own talents of judgment, right?
You know, the parables are brilliant for the simple reason that when a parable is used, each individual adapts it to their own personality and experiences, and in so doing, giving a personal lesson to that individual that is personalized and not as a general rule for all.
That's right. That's right. Take care.
It was Nathaniel who so well taught the meaning of these two parables in the after years, summing up his teachings in these conclusions.
Oops, sorry, kidding. Okay, one, the ability is the practical measure of life's opportunities. You will never be held responsible for the accomplishment of that which is beyond your abilities. In other words, you'll be asked to do things that meet your abilities, and this is going to be true in the mansion worlds too. Okay. Faithfulness is the unerring measure of human trustworthiness. He who is faithful in little things is also likely to exhibit faithfulness in everything consistent with his endowments. In other words, if you're faithful in the measure of human trustworthiness, and the little things, you should be faithful in the things that are the greater things, which you'll be required to do. The master grants the lesser rewards for lesser faithfulness when there is like opportunity. In other words, he gives more for those that do more. He grants a like reward for like faithfulness when there is lesser opportunity. So if you don't do as much, you don't get as much. All right, Rodney.
Yes. When they had finished their lunch, and after the multitude of followers had gone on toward Jerusalem, Jesus, standing there before the apostles in the shade of an overhanging rock by the roadside, with cheerful dignity and a gracious majesty, pointed his finger westward, saying, "Come, my brethren, let us go on into Jerusalem, there to receive that which awaits us. Thus shall we fulfill the will of the Heavenly Father in all things."
And he was quite aware of what was coming, wasn't he? He was quite aware of the crucifixion coming up, right? Pam, would you take the next one, please?
And so Jesus and his apostles resumed this, the Master's last journey to Jerusalem in the likeness of the flesh of mortal man.
So he stepped right into the next phase of his life, right? All right, if you will give me a second, I'll bring up the prayer of acceptance.
I like your glasses, Pam.
Well, thank you. I think Diane had mentioned also, it's definitely different for me because I've always had, you know, like gold rimmed. It's a different shape, but I like it.
I like it too.
Thank you.
Very nice on you.
Thank you.
Okay, guess what? I can't find it. So I'm going to read the prayers of acceptance to y'all too.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Prayer of acceptance. I believe that God is my paradise Father, and only by faith am I saved. No sacrifice is necessary. Am I taking way down again? Yes. By this same faith, I became a child of God. Know that all men and women are my brothers and sisters. We know the Son of God, the sovereign of our universe, is Christ Michael, Jesus of Nazareth. By allowing the will of God to become my will, I will someday stand in the presence of the Paradise Father. In the name of Christ Michael, Jesus of Nazareth. Amen.
Amen.
Again, I apologize for all the technical issues tonight. Maybe we'll get this straightened out by next week, I hope. So,
or by Thursday.
We'll see.
Thursday.
That'll be Tuesday. Now, today's Thursday, so we'll meet again on Tuesday.
Today's Tuesday.
Yeah, and we'll take a paper 172.
Today's Tuesday.
It better be Tuesday.
Today's Tuesday.
It's the 7th, I believe.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I guess we'll meet on Thursday.
The 9th.
You have 2 days.
Thanks, Pam. Yeah. If y'all know, knew the last couple of days, you know why I'm so scattered tonight. Nice. It's been tough the last couple of days.
Intense.
Yeah. We'll see y'all again Thursday.
Okay.
Hopefully my brain will be a little straighter. And because of all this thing with my mother in the hospital and all this stuff, if y'all will allow me, we may wait till next Tuesday to meet.
When did she go in the hospital?
She's been in there since Friday, and they will not be. She said she can't go back home. So I'm trying to get her in There's a place in Athens for dementia, and they're going to take her up because they don't think she's going to live long enough to last at home. So they don't want her to go back there. So I've been moving all her stuff and getting her hospital bed picked up and all that stuff. And they're going to try to get her in by Friday, but if I have to go up there Thursday and Friday, I may not make it back in time for Thursday.
That makes good sense.
Because we have to pull everything out of
We
her
got a,
apartment.
yeah, I've been moving stuff out of her apartment for 2 days and I'm exhausted, to be
Yeah.
honest. So let's just plan on meeting
So
next
sorry to
Tuesday
hear
instead
about that.
of Next Tuesday,
Thursday.
okay.
Yeah.
She's 92. She's
She's
been
90,
to
yeah,
92
she's getting up
years
there in
old.
age. So she's been needing to go into a place, a nursing home for quite some time. And the surgeon says she just cannot go back home anymore.
Yeah.
That's just it put their foot down. I tried to leave her at home as long as I possibly could. I've been taking care of her, but Rogers Caring it care services is going to have to come to an end myself.
Now we're just taking everything out of our apartment
Yeah.
distributing.
Okay, y'all.
Love you
I'll
guys.
see you
Thank you so
Tuesday.
much.
See you
Talk to you
Tuesday,
again.
okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Adios.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Roger.
You're welcome.